KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. A state tournament volleyball pairings are all set now after last night's 1A and 2A regional volleyball finals. In 1A play last night, Guthrie Center and Stanton both qualified for the state tourney with wins last night. Guthrie Center down AGWSR 3-1 to move on, while Stanton defeated Murray 3-0. Also, Lamar's Galen Catholic beat Fremont Mills 3-0. Janesville beat Iowa Mennonite in 3 straight. Central Lyon topping Harris Lake Park 3-0. Springville beat New London 3-2. It was Tripola over Bishop Garrigan 3-0, and Holy Trinity Catholic topping Winfield Mount Vernon by a score of 3-0. Also in Class 2A, St. Albert moves on to the state meet as they defeated Maple Valley by a score of 3-0. Dyke New Hartford beat Denver 3-0. It was Western Christian over Lake Mills 3-0. Sumner Fredericksburg topping Wapsie Valley 3-2. Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont beat Des Moines Christian 3-2, Hinton over Ridgeview in 3 straight, Iowa City Regina outlasting West Branch 3-2, and Grundy Center beat South Central Calhoun 3-2 in last night's action. Now, with the conclusion of last night's play in Class 1A and 2A, the state tournament pairings are all set. In the 1A state volleyball bracket, Stanton will face Lamar's Galen Catholic in a first-round match next Wednesday, while Guthrie Center next Wednesday will battle Holy Trinity Catholic in first-round play. In Class 2A in the state volleyball tournament brackets, St. Albert will face Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont in a first-round matchup on Wednesday. Also on Wednesday next week, the 3A first-round tournament action has Red Oak facing Kemper Catholic. Those two Hawkeye 10 conference teams will battle in a Wednesday matchup in the quarterfinals. And also in Class 4A, Harlan will face off against Lamar's in a first-round matchup. That'll be held on Tuesday. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes open up their basketball season at home Friday night against North Carolina Wilmington. As he enters his fourth season at the helm, Coach Fran McCaffrey has a roster that is talented and experienced.
You know, I think we have enough leadership on the floor, whether it's, you know, from your guards or from somebody like Aaron White, to step up and say, okay, let's make sure, you know, after this free throw, what are we running? You know, they might press. You know, they've been pressing. Let's watch the trap on the first pass or anything along those lines, and just make sure that you limit the mistakes that may happen.
Well, Friday's game will be the first in 2 years for Hawkeye forward Jared Utoff, who began his career at Wisconsin before transferring to Iowa. McCaffrey wants the Cedar Rapids native to be aggressive and not think about the long layoff.
You go score. Don't turn shots down and try to get closer, and then you drive into packs of people, then you get all jammed up and turn it over. Just take what's there. And that's easier said than done sometimes when you haven't played a regular game.
That game Friday night will be the opener for the Hawkeyes at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Now, while Iowa is looking forward to the addition of some new players, Iowa State is looking to deal with the loss of a key one. The Iowa State basketball team will open up their regular season without Melvin Edgem. The senior forward hyperextended his left knee in practice a week ago, and he's expected to be out a few weeks.
Melvin's got a long basketball career ahead of him. And sure, selfishly, we'd all like him to come back early, but we don't want him to come back if it's going to further his risk. If there's something that could happen to have any type of long-term damage, we're not going to take that chance. So as soon as the doctors say that he's ready, he'll play.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg. Edgem will be re-examined next week.
The frustrating thing for Melvin, he doesn't feel much pain. The swelling is almost all gone now. So it's just a matter of what the scan says next week. If it's clear, then yeah, there's a chance he will come back a little bit earlier. But at the same time, we're going to take a cautious approach. Make sure he's 100% before he gets back out on the floor.
Iowa State opens up their season on Sunday at home. They'll also face North Carolina Wilmington. In the NBA last night, it was Indiana beating Chicago 97-80, Orlando topping L.A. the Clippers 98-90, Charlotte beat Toronto 92-90, it was Washington over Philadelphia 116-102, Boston beat Utah 97-87, Milwaukee over Cleveland 109-104, Golden State beat Minnesota 106-93, New Orleans over Memphis 99-84, San Antonio beat Phoenix 99-96, while Oklahoma City posts a 107-93 win over Dallas. In the National Hockey League last night, the New York Rangers topping Pittsburgh 5-1. Chicago beat Winnipeg 4-1. Nashville over Colorado 6-4. And Anaheim beat Phoenix 5-2. A senior partner in a New York law firm with experience in sports cases has been appointed by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to investigate possible misconduct in the Miami Dolphins' workplace and prepare a report which will be made public. Goodell says Ted Wells has begun his work and does not have a timetable for completing it. Wells has conducted special investigations into the Syracuse basketball sexual harassment case and the NBA Players Union leadership dispute. In the latter case, his report led to a change in the head of the union. The Dolphins have pledged full support in the investigation. The NFL says a troubled relationship between lineman Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito has left both players sidelined. Two people familiar with the situation say Martin talked of quitting football earlier in his pro career before leaving the team last week to undergo counseling for emotional issues. Elsewhere around the league, defensive coordinator Wade Phillips will be Houston's interim head coach, with Gary Kubiak out indefinitely after suffering a mini stroke this weekend. Phillips, a former head coach for Dallas, took over after Kubiak was taken to the hospital, and he ran Houston's practice on Monday. Offensive coordinator Rick Dennison likely will take over the play-calling duties. The team said that the 52-year-old Kubiak was released from the hospital Tuesday, and he is expected to make a full recovery, but there's no timetable for his return to the team. The New Orleans Saints have moved linebacker Jonathan Vilma to injured reserve, perhaps signaling the end of his career. That move came only 3 days after he had returned for his first game of the season. Buffalo Bills team president Russ Brandon says rookie starting quarterback E.J. Manuel should be ready to return to play at Pittsburgh on Sunday. Manuel has been cleared for contact and was scheduled to return to practice after missing 4 games with a sprained right knee. The 3-6 Bills have lost 3 of 4 since Manuel was hurt in a loss at Cleveland on October 3rd. Bills coach Doug Marrone also indicated that rookie receiver Robert Woods won't be available for the game due to a sore left ankle. The St. Louis Rams have postponed quarterback Sam Bradford's knee surgery due to swelling. The surgery to repair a torn left ACL was set for Tuesday, but coach Jeff Fisher says no new date has been set. Bradford has been exercising to strengthen the knee and the quadriceps prior to surgery. He's also been on his feet a lot at practice and on game days. Well, Clarence Ace Parker, the oldest member of the Professional Football Hall of Fame, has died. He was 101 years old. Parker played football, basketball, and baseball at Duke University and then starred with the NFL's Brooklyn Dodgers from 1937 to 41. He won the league's Most Valuable Player Award in 1940 for his exploits as a quarterback, defensive back, and punter. Parker left football in 1942 to serve in World War II and then returned to football with the Boston Yanks in 1945. Parker finished his career the following season in the rival American Football Conference, playing quarterback for the New York Yankees. He was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1972. A person familiar with the situation says San Diego Padres bench coach Rick Renteria is set to become the Chicago Cubs' new manager. The Cubs are expected to make the formal announcement today. That move ends a long search that began with the Cubs targeting New York Yankees manager Joe Girardi, only to be denied a shot when he decided to stay in the Bronx. Instead, the Cubs are hoping Renteria can help develop their young players and lead them to their first championship since 1908. He replaces Dale Swaim, who was fired after 2 seasons. World Series MVP David Ortiz has won his 6th Silver Slugger Award as the top designated hitter in voting by Major League managers and coaches. Yankees second baseman Robinson Cano, Detroit third baseman Miguel Cabrera, and Minnesota catcher Joe Mauer each were selected for the 5th time. The Orioles led all teams with 3 sluggers, outfielder Adam Jones, first baseman Chris Davis, and shortstop J.J. Hardy. Silver Slugger Awards are given to the top offensive player at each position in both the American and National Leagues. Outfielder David DeJesus has agreed to a $10.5 million 2-year contract with the Tampa Bay Rays. That deal includes a club option for 2016. It replaces the $6.5 million salary that DeJesus was owed under the 2014 option that was exercised by the team on Sunday. DeJesus is a .279 career hitter. And a dedication ceremony was held Wednesday for a 22-foot-tall sculpture outside the West Des Moines gym where an Iowa-based coach has trained 2 Olympic gold medalists.
This is wonderful.
That's Liang Chow, the former coach of Sean Johnson and Gabby Douglas, who spoke to a crowd that was gathered for the event.
That's meaning heavily for me and my wife. We all together worked for a number of years to creating champions and building, you know, the dreams and come true.
Well, the art is designed to celebrate past achievements at the gym, but Chow says it also honors the young women who continue to train there.
A beautiful day. It's a wonderful feeling to have wonderful kids and family join us all over places from in the nation. They have a great heart to achieving, to pursuing their wonderful dreams and ambitions.
Well, looking on at the unveiling were at least three elite athletes who have traveled from Texas, California, and Florida to work with Chow. That sculpture includes the five Olympic rings and the silhouettes of two gymnasts, and it's inscribed with the words, Home of World Champions. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.